International Open Space on Open Space. And it's the 9th annual one. And we're here in Vancouver. And I invited people to Vancouver, as I told some of you last night, because it's much easier to bring you all here than it is for me to take my family to the far-flung corners of the earth. So I appreciate you being here. Thank you. Over the next 2.5 days, we're going to open some space and have conversations around the nature of improving our practice as open space technology facilitators. Improving our practice of open space technology, that's our ostensible theme. But in these kinds of gatherings, I think where conversation rather than action is the prime focus, I have no attachment to that theme. It's just somewhere I hung my hat. So ostensibly, it's about improving our practice of open space technology. And the process, of course, that we'll be using for these conversations is open space technology itself. And most of you are facilitators of this process. Most of you have been into one or another. But there are a few of you who haven't experienced this process. And so I will explain to you how this is going to work very briefly. The process of open space begins in a few minutes when I invite each and every one of you who has passion for a topic related to our theme to come into the center of the circle and to grab a piece of paper and a marker and to write your name on it. And by doing that, you are calling yourself a convener. And when you've got a topic, I'll ask you to announce it to the group, to announce your name, and to go over to that wall and find anywhere on that wall, to stick that topic up there, and that will go on our agenda. We have a whole series of post-it notes. We have time sessions for today and tomorrow and Tuesday. And those post-it notes will help you to navigate through open space. So when you put your topic on the wall, please choose a post-it note which will represent the time and place where your meeting will convene. And at that time and place, as a convener, your responsibility really is to show up and be there. And you will also be responsible for taking a report form, which I will hand you, and finding some way, either yourself or somebody else, of noting down the highlights from that conversation. And we will take those report forms, and there is a computer lab kind of behind these walls here. And when you come into the computer lab, you will see me. Probably my brain will be a little bit frayed. I'll be a little bit jumpy. But come in there and feel free to sit down and type the results of your discussion up. When those reports are finished, we'll put them on the break news wall here, so you can check in with all the sessions that are evolving over the next 2.5 days. We're also going to be putting the proceedings from this large conversation online in two places. We have Gabriel here from Big Mind Media, and he will be mimicking our marketplace board on a website which he has let, together we have let the open space list, people know where this website is. And that conversation will continue online as well. And Gabriel will facilitate you participating in that online if you would like as well. The computers in our lab are hooked up to the internet and you're free to use them. We also will be posting the proceedings at the site that's maintained by our good friend Michael Herman at openspaceworld.org. So that the people who are not here might be able to join us and participate in this conversation as well. Every day that we're here, we'll have lunch, take a lunch break from 12:30 to 1:30. The sessions are about an hour and a half long. The first one this morning will be somewhat truncated, but they're about an hour and a half long. And today and tomorrow, we will reconvene here at 4:30 for evening news. Logistically, I'd like to talk about the logistics before I talk about the principles. This facility here was built by our community and is a real focal point for our community. And even though it's the school year is out and it's not in use, there are some areas here which are still used by our community. And the people who have allowed us to be here have requested that we stay away from the student lounge, which is kind of locked up. You have to work your way to get into it. But that's a safe place for students to go and be any time of year. And also, you'll notice at the back, there's a meeting place. I'll explain where that is in a minute. But you'll see two sweat lodges that are there. These are small structures that are made out of saplings. Those are very, it's a very sacred place there. And the request is that you don't walk around that area, and also please not to take photographs. Those are the only two caveats. Otherwise, we have free run of this place. The discussions, when you're convener and you've posted your topic and you've chosen to post them, you'll see that there's a number of options for where you can hold your conversation. If you look around the room here, we have big letters, A, B, C, and D. And so we can gather in the four corners of this room. This is certainly one venue. Just beyond the screen there in the foyer, there are two other meeting places that are set up. Those are known as Foyer A and Foyer B. Further down, if you go out the doors here, you'll see a sign that says waterfall. And there is indeed, it may be worth it, I think it might be off right now, but there is indeed a waterfall area down there. It's an outdoor area. And I would invite you also, if you want to use that area for conversation, please do. Off the foyer, there is an elders lounge. Okay, you'll see it just off the foyer here. It's got sofas and comfortable chairs. That's another place to talk. And through the back doors and out where I said the sweat lodges are, is a place called the Sacred Circle. And you'll see this large sort of teepee-like structure. That's available for use. The administration of this facility has asked that it only be used for reflective or contemplative sessions. So respecting the spirit of that place, if you have a reflective or contemplative session, it's a hell of a place to meet. So I invite you to do that there. Open space works on four principles and one law. The four principles we have posted in English and French around here. The first principle is whoever comes are the right people. And I have to say that this is probably the most interesting collection of people I've ever been in. We have people from all over the world here. We have facilitators at various levels of experience with open space. And I just think more than ever that whoever is here is the right people. I'm very honored that you all came here. Whoever is here is the right people. Whoever comes is the right people applies not only to our larger group, but also to your smaller sessions. So if you find yourself in a session where, for example, you're the only one there, well, it may indeed be that you're the right person for that topic. And I would invite you to spend some time with yourself and to think about that issue for which you have passion. And to give us a report and to feed that thinking into the kind of conversation that we're having. So whoever comes is the right people. Whatever happens is the only thing that could have happened. This is a principle that is about letting go of expectation. It's about letting go of outcome. And it's about following where the conversation is going to go. And for me, that's what I'm trying very hard to do right now over the next couple of days, is to let go of the outcome here and to just let things happen. So whatever happens is the only thing that could happen. Understand that as your conversation meanders between various points in its journey, wherever it's going. The third principle is when it starts at the right time. The schedule that I emailed all of you, pay no attention to it. We're already behind it. We're not wedded to that by any stretch of the imagination. When sessions start is the right time for them to begin. Begin a session when you're ready. I once had an elder that I worked with who talked about the concept of Indian time, and some of you may know about the concept of Indian time. It's kind of, in Indian time, it's sort of known as, you know, if you're late, you become late to something, you're on Indian time. And this elder that I was working with said, that's not true at all. Indian time means that you have to be there before the sun rises for the sunrise ceremony. And you just can't be late for the sunrise. Indian time is not about being late, it's about being ready. And so I'm very much in that spirit. The principle of when it starts at the right time is about start when you're ready. Okay? Nothing is forced in this context. The fourth principle is when it's over, it's over. It's kind of a corollary of the third one. But when it's over means that if you're finished in 5 minutes and you don't find anywhere else for that conversation to go, then get up and go somewhere else and participate elsewhere. Likewise, if you've started something and it's just not ended, don't end it. There's, as I said, nothing fixed in stone about the times. Go as far as you need to go with the conversations you need to have. So open space works in these four principles. It also works in this one law, which is the law of 2 feet or the law of mobility. And it basically says that each and every one of us who is here is mobile to some extent. So if you're in a place where you are not contributing, not learning, then move somewhere where you can. It's as simple as that. But it means that the responsibility is yours to make this learning experience as rich as it can be. And if the law of mobility or the law of 2 feet is adhered to by all, and we'll make it the richest possible learning experience for everybody who's here. So I really encourage you to think all the time, am I in the place where I want to be? Is this the choice I want to make? Is this I have the responsibility for my learning? Am I doing it? So the law of mobility is about that. The law of mobility, of course, creates butterflies and bumblebees. And bumblebees are people like these great little kids. Kids are natural bumblebees. And they just wander around and cross-pollinating and influencing us in all kinds of ways. And bumblebees in open space are sometimes subtle and sometimes not subtle, but they perform a really valuable function. So if you're in a group and there's people getting up and leaving and other people who are coming, don't let it phase you. This is a valuable function that they're providing. Likewise, in open space, we have butterflies. And butterflies are people who may just alight somewhere and sit there and look very beautiful and not appear to be doing anything, but does anybody who knows anything, even the smallest amount of ecology, knows that butterflies are incredibly important because they interact in the smallest ways. This is the old adage about a butterfly flapping its wings and creating a storm. You just never know what a butterfly is going to do. So if somebody is sitting very quietly by themselves, don't take that to mean that they're disengaged. You're going to be able to create a storm. Finally, before I turn it over to you, I would say that be prepared to be surprised. If there was a motto to anything that we do as open space facilitators, it's be prepared to be surprised. So be prepared to be surprised. I'll just leave it. What do you do? Surprise. Right? Ooh, be prepared to be surprised. So, having said all that, in whatever convoluted fashion I've said it, and hopefully you've got the essence of it, and if you're really confused right now, don't worry, there's people that are more confused than you. And at any rate, there's also people that are less confused, and so just watch what they do. Because that's what I'm going to do. I would invite each and every one of you, and again, nobody has to, but I invite each and every one of you who has a topic of passion related to our theme of improving our practice of open space technology, to come into the center, grab a piece of paper, a marker, and we'll begin.